This is the 2006 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. When I have finished reading them, your teacher will stop the recording and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Double the number on your answer sheet. Double the number on your answer sheet. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write in figures the number 703. Write in figures the number 703. Question 2. How many right angles does a rectangle have? How many right angles does a rectangle have? Question 3. Multiply 8 by 3. Multiply 8 by 3. Question 4. The height of the Statue of Liberty is 151 feet. What is this height to the nearest 100 feet? The height of the Statue of Liberty is 151 feet. What is this height to the nearest 100 feet? Question 5. What number do I need to add to 33 to make 100? What number do I need to add to 33 to make 100? Question 6. How many seconds are there in 3 minutes? How many seconds are there in 3 minutes? Question 7. Divide 920 by 10. Divide 920 by 10. Question 8. What number is 4 less than minus 7? What number is 4 less than minus 7? Question 9. look at the expression on your answer sheet. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Write it as simply as possible. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 10. A group of pupils share £24. They each get exactly £6. How many pupils are in the group? A group of pupils share £24. They each get exactly £6. How many pupils are in the group? Question 11. Look at the diagram on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the arrow that is pointing southwest. Look at the diagram on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the arrow that is pointing southwest. Question 12. Subtract 24 from 50. Subtract 24 from 50. Question 13. For two adults to see a film, the cost is £11 altogether. How much does it cost for one adult to see the film? For two adults to see a film, the cost is £11 altogether. How much does it cost for one adult to see the film? Question 14. Look at the equation. What is the value of x? Look at the equation. What is the value of x? Question 15. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Question 16. Look at the data on your answer sheet. Which number is the mode? Look at the data on your answer sheet. Which number is the mode? Question 17. Look at the diagram drawn on a square grid. What percentage of the diagram is shaded? Look at the diagram drawn on a square grid. What percentage of the diagram is shaded? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 18. The diagram shows what some people had for breakfast. How many people had both cereal and toast, but not eggs? The diagram shows what some people had for breakfast. How many people had both cereal and toast, but not eggs? Question 19. Write a number that is a factor of both 9 and 12. Write a number that is a factor of both 9 and 12. Question 20. I have a fair six-sided dice numbered 1 to 6. I am going to roll the dice. What is the probability that I will roll an odd number? I have a fair six-sided dice numbered 1 to 6. I am going to roll the dice. What is the probability that I will roll an odd number? Question 21. Look at the triangle drawn on the grid. Write down the coordinates of the point marked A. Look at the triangle drawn on the grid. Write down the coordinates of the point marked A. Question 22. Two angles fit together to make a straight line. One angle is 78 degrees. How many degrees are there in the other angle? Two angles fit together to make a straight line. One angle is 78 degrees. How many degrees are there in the other angle? Question 23. What is the next prime number after 7? What is the next prime number after 7? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 24. The tally chart shows the number of pupils with and without a calculator. Altogether, how many pupils are there? The tally chart shows the number of pupils with and without a calculator. Altogether, how many pupils are there? Question 25. Three pencils cost 60 pence. How much would four pencils cost? Three pencils cost 60 pence. How much would four pencils cost? Question 26. Look at the diagram on the square grid. Draw the reflection of the shape in the mirror line. Look at the diagram on the square grid. Draw the reflection of the shape in the mirror line. Question 27. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 132 divided by 6. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 132 divided by 3. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 132 divided by 6. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 132 divided by 3. Question 28. Look at the shape made from equilateral triangles. Shade 2 more triangles so that the shape has rotation symmetry of order 3. Look at the shape made from equilateral triangles. Shade 2 more triangles so that the shape has rotation symmetry of order 3. Question 29. A birthday card costs £1.45. How much do 3 of these cards cost? A birthday card costs £1.45. How much do 3 of these cards cost? Question 30. A rectangle has a length of 6 centimetres and an area of 30 square centimetres. What is the width of the rectangle? A rectangle has a length of 6 centimetres and an area of 30 square centimetres. What is the width of the rectangle? Put your pens down. The test is finished.